From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they did not pursue peace with Israel, saying the Palestinians had snubbed the United States by not meeting with Vice President Mike Pence during a recent visit, but that there still may be a way forward.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
Mr. Trump is hosting a dinner with European business leaders that have an American presence Thursday evening. The Venezuelan Attorney General's office said on Friday that the once powerful chief of the state oil industry and former ambassador to the United Nations, Rafael Ramirez, was the alleged mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a European subsidiary of the oil company. Derek William Saab said the damage is calculated to be at least $4,800 million. Venezuela is seeking an Interpol red alert for the former oil czar. Ramirez had become increasingly critical of Maduro's government, but did not respond to a request for comment. U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
Well, I think that President Erdogan will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and to normalize and stabilize pre-Afrin actions in that region. And I think that he'll make that decision here with the full support of the United States.
The United States had previously expressed concerns about Turkish efforts against the Kurdish-led SDF forces that drove out the Islamic State fighters with the help of a U.S.-led coalition. This is VOA News.